Well, only hours before he was seized by the US military, the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro, had praised his Chinese counterpart, Xi Jinping, as an older brother. China has invested heavily in Venezuela and is the leading buyer of Venezuelan crude. So it's no surprise that the US nighttime raid over the weekend has been denounced by China as a blatant breach of international law, even as some within the country are calling for a similar operation in Taiwan, long regarded by China as a breakaway province. Beijing also condemned President Trump after he said the interim government in Venezuela would, in his words, turn over tens of millions of barrels of oil to him. Mr. Trump says the oil will be sold to benefit both Americans and Venezuelans, but he will control the money raised. Mao Ning is a spokeswoman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry.
The United States has brazenly resorted to the use of force against Venezuela and demanded that America First be applied when Venezuela disposes of its own oil resources. This is a typical act of bullying, a serious violation of international law, and a grave infringement on Venezuela's sovereignty.
So, strong words from Beijing.